Good afternoon, it's Chris Bloomer on Sunshine Radio, and on the show today, I'm chatting to a man who recently danced his socks off every Saturday night on Strictly. He's just announced he's going to be doing live dates next year with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and his big band, and here to talk to us about it is the one and only Matt Goss.
Well, it's good to be on a station called Sunshine Radio. I mean, come on.
It brightens you up, doesn't it, Matt?
It does, yeah, Sunshine Radio. I'm like, I love this.
So how are you today?
I'm good. I've had a lovely day of promo and just everyone's been very warm. I'm still kind of buzzing that I'm home after 25 years of being in the States. I mean, I've been obviously coming in and out every year doing shows and stuff. There's always a return ticket and now I'm acclimating and it's starting to make sense. You know, I've got the local pub that know me. I've got local little shops that know me, hardware store. It's really good.
Great to hear that. And obviously now, this is a very special time of year, not long to go till Christmas. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet, Matt?
I have. I'm known as Santa Goss. and it's because I'm a really good guy to know around this time of year because I just love giving gifts. But I'm not going to lie, I also like getting presents as well. I'm like a big kid. I still love the whole process. It's exciting.
So where are you going to be spending the festive season?
I'm going to be home. I am not doing washing up this year.
No.
The people that I'm going to spend it with, just very, very small little group of people that I'm going to be with. And then I booked a place to have dinner and I can come back home and not have any washing up because they will let me wait on them hand and foot. I'm not going to allow that to happen.
Good.
It's going to be my Christmas present to myself. Is that I'm not doing the washing up.
Are you going to be catching up with your brother over the festive period?
Obviously, we'll FaceTime and stuff like that, but yeah, he's out there, but he won't be in the UK. I'm going to be walking through the parks with my bulldog, Reggie. If there's a bit of snow,
yeah,
a snowball fight, even people I don't know. So you see me in the press because I'm getting in trouble at a snowball fight with people I don't know. So
now, for years, we've been told that twins think alike. Have you and Luke ever bought each other the same Christmas present one year?
No, I'm a better gift buyer than he is. We never bought the same gifts, but I've gotten some really lovely things over the years.
Don't say what they are now, as we don't spoil the surprise. So we mentioned at the start of the show that you were a part of Strictly Come Dancing this year. I mean, how was the Strictly experience for you?
Out of all the experiences in my life, it was definitely one of them. No, it was... I was going to leave it at that. But no, it was definitely challenging. Probably more so, not the dancing, but just like the environment, just like, you know, getting my head into being filmed every day and just like that whole thing. I met some wonderful people. The hair and makeup and the production and the wardrobe in Strictly is second to none. It was just like an incredible machine. And I think I've made a couple of lifelong friends. And I feel like, you know, I was happy to kind of leave when I did. I think I got everything I needed out of it. And I'm looking forward to see whoever raises a trophy at the weekend. I'm going back in for a couple of days for the finals and then onwards with the journey.
I was going to say, I imagine being a part of that show, it's like a really emotional roller coaster of a time and tiring and stressful trying to remember the routines week in, week out.
It's all consuming. It's just one of those environments that you just have to commit your whole life to. It's physical. I love training with Nadia. She's amazing. So that side of it, I actually do miss, you know, dancing every day. That's the side of it I really, really miss.
You just touched on then the big final on Saturday. So the finalists, we've got Hamza, we've got Fleur, we've got Molly, we've got Helen. Are one of the girls going to win, or do you think Hamza will pick up the Glitterball trophy?
I think they've all got a real good chance to win. I think that Hamza, he's improved so well. He's very, very disciplined. Helen is looking really, really strong. I mean, she looks fantastic. Molly, I met her parents. She's just really, really sweet, sweet person, very talented. And Fleur is just a powerhouse. I mean, she's fantastic. I mean, and that's the thing. I met some very, very lovely people on the show. Honestly, it's anyone's. But the main thing for me is I've made some good friends. Went out with Tony Adams the other night for dinner with him and his lovely wife. And so things like that. That's very comforting for me to come back to the UK and meet new people, people that I can call and call friends.
So let's talk about what you're going to be up to in the next few months. You just announced recently you're going to be doing live dates next year with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and your big band. I mean, you must be so excited to get back out there performing live again.
Yeah, I mean, I've learned so much, you know, before Bros, during Bros, my solo career, the 11 years in Vegas, four shows a week, and I've got so much music within me. And to have a show that was incredibly well received in America, and the majority of the audience would come to Vegas, and now to be able to bring a much bigger version of that's three, four times bigger, big band, plus the Royal Philharmonic, all on one stage, and sing the hits, sing songs I've fallen in love with, that process and that journey within my career, and a nod of the hat to Cole Porter's catalogue too. I want to create a really kind of immersive, fun, flirtatious, slightly boozy, just brilliant, glamorous evening for people. A big experience, a big musical experience. I'm very excited to get back on stage. And even people that are not Matt Goss fans, just trust me, like they did in Vegas, many people who are not fans of mine would just want to come and see the show. And then they became more aware of my other material and stuff like that. I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully people that have never seen a show of mine come to this particular tour.
Well, it all kicks off in Croydon at the end of February, and then you're going to be here, there and everywhere. Nearest date to us is the 5th of April at Birmingham Symphony Hall. Have you ever performed there before?
I haven't. I've always wanted to perform there, and I think that's the right venue for this show. You cannot overdress for this show. It's going to be a night out, so it's not just a show. The interval is going to be where people can meet new friends and hang out. The fellas can bring their future ex-wife or meet their future ex-wife and it's going to be full of swagger, bundles and bundles of testosterone and flirtation and just fun and just excitement. You know, I mean, I just want to be just a little bit more carefree about my language, you know, even just saying it's good to be a man on stage, you know, and just bring that energy for the fellas and for the ladies.
Yeah. Do you enjoy life on the road? Do you enjoy touring from town to town, city to city?
I'm going
to
be really honest with you. I enjoy the way I tour.
Tell us about how you tour.
I tour. It's really comfortable. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I've earned my stripes. I can say that now, you know. I've been in the transit van back in the day. And then, you know, we've obviously moved on to helicopters. There's no more helicopters anymore. But from time to time, not as many. And now it's just good cars, nice hotel rooms, good room service. I can't say what else there is, but, you know, a family show and all that. But it's good to be a man. It's good to be out on the road. And it's good to bring people, hopefully, some joy. You know, even my bulldog, Reggie, just agreed. Right, Reg?
Oh, Reg is excited about it. I bet it's really weird when people deliver parcels to your door.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that.
God, it's Matt Goss!
Yeah, I'm very, very, very lucky how much love I receive.
Yeah.
It literally takes my breath away because I needed that as a man, let alone as an artist. I just needed it because I have been through a lot of loss, you know, and to come back and to feel welcomed and understood. Thank you to anyone listening. You've just made me feel so much more safe and comfortable here.
Well, that's so good to hear. I mean, we've had a taster for the tour already thanks to your new version of Beautiful Unknown, which was recorded with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. I mean, I love the song already, Matt, but having the orchestra with you, it just takes it up another level. It's so Christmassy.
Yeah, also it allowed me to re-record, I appreciate you saying that, it allowed me to record the vocal again. And when I performed The Beautiful Unknown live, I was really hitting some big notes. And it allows me to really, really hit those notes that I love to open up my voice with. On the radio edit, you don't play the middle eight, the bridge, which is one of my favourite parts of the whole song, because it was very intricate and melodically, and the arrangement for the orchestra was intricate. But it's a complex song, but really, really, I love the story and I love the meaning, you know, The Beautiful Unknown. We fear what we don't know, and I feel like I want to encourage people to really face forward. When I say to you, I'm looking forward to see you, we forget what we're saying sometimes, looking forward, the horizon. And if we all individually just live in a place of optimism and just say that we're going to almost force life to be good, and we encourage it collectively, I think it will energetically create something. It will cross-pollinate. We all cross-pollinate. If I'm nice to you, you're nice to me. It all cross-pollinates and we all have a better life.
Definitely. And as we head towards 2023, are you superstitious? Are you going to be making any New Year's resolutions, Matt?
Nope. I am not superstitious in any way. I just want to still be in the game. I still want to be talking to you next year. I just want to be living in a place of wonderment. You know, I am grateful for this moment. You know, I remember when I was a teenager and I was asked in the band, what's your meaning of success? And I would always say longevity. You know, you can have a hit record. Any of us can have a hit record, but you can continue to be on the radio, continue to tour, continue to move people's spirits in a good way for 3.5 decades. I feel like very, very content in fact that I am able to do what I love to do. And I'm about to go on the road and do something I've never done across the whole of the country, Ireland and Scotland and Wales, and just do something I've never done, you know. And it's incredible where the voice takes you, my friend. It really is. If you're a singer, I think if you can see it and you want to do it, you don't allow people to dull down your excitement or what your dream is. If you can see it, and you can prevail.
Well, listen, it's been amazing to chat to you once again, Matt. All the best with the new single and the tour next year, and have a fantastic Christmas as well.
You too, mate. And Sunshine Radio and your listeners, I send you, and yourself, I send you nothing but my love and optimism. Until next year, have a beautiful Christmas and a happy new year.
Matt Goss, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, my friend. You're great, mate.